Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you live in or near a city, how long is your commute? How close is the nearest school, supermarket, park, doctor's office? Well, our next guest argues you should be able to get to all those places in 15 minutes, on foot, by bike, or public transit. Carlos Moreno coined the concept of the 15-minute city. It's also the name of his new book. It has examples of cities moving in this direction. The idea is getting traction in some circles, but it's also the target of conspiracy theorists. So let's talk about it with Carlos Moreno, who joins us now. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for this kind invitation. Greetings from Paris today.
Nice to talk to you. So can you briefly sum up the idea of the 15-minute city? If you take a big sprawling city in the U.S. or around the world, spaghetti freeways and long distances, what is your vision of what they should become?
Yeah, thank you. My proposal for developing this new lifestyle is to provide more local services within a short perimeter, to have a more local, vibrant economy, more local employment, more schools, medical services, to improve the quality of life.
So do you mean all of these local services, schools, services, supermarkets, all within a 15-minute walk? Is that the idea?
Yes, within a short perimeter. The number of minutes is not important. 10, okay. 15, 18. The important is to have a more distributed city, to rebalance, to develop more green areas. This is a question of the urban health.
Urban health. Yes. I understand. So tell us how we got to this place that you argue is problematic. A lot of Americans certainly celebrate the automobile, which of course came in the early 20th century, and it became central to American life after World War II. How did these cities develop, as you argue, in this problematic way?
Yes, in the American way, of course, we have this strong car dependency. However, we have, for example, today in the USA, cities as Portland in the Oregon state, Cleveland in the Ohio, Seattle as well, that have started these radical transformations for offering this better quality of life, to create this decentralized life, to cut with this car dependency in this complicated times with climate change, global warming is present. We need to transform a generational attitude.
I guess the question is, at least in the United States, I'm trying to imagine how would this change? There are people who are two generations in, used to the sprawling suburban life. They believe that they enjoy that life. There are property developers that want to provide that same life. There are so many interests, I mean, economic interests and individual interests, to keep things exactly the way they are now. How does it really change?
This is a long journey, but in reality, we don't have a choice because the impact of global warming, we need to relocalize more economical activities, recognizes more educational activities, to break with the isolation of the individual home. This behavior has as well a very important cost for offering services when we need a cultural change, climate, and in particular urban health.
Yeah. I mean, you're advocating for more neighborhoods to reduce people's isolation and to live in closer proximity in what you call these decentralized cities. You have become subjected to some conspiracy theories by those on the right, even death threats last year after a group of mayors embraced this idea. So people put out lies about you being involved in some global conspiracy, as they put it, to control people's movements on behalf of supposed totalitarian world government, we should say, you know, these are not true. But is the harassment you're facing still happening?
Yes, unfortunately, we have been living in very hard times. But this harassment is in reality related to the resistance for changing the use of an individual car. I was and I am still now the target of these conspiracy mongers, but they consider that my proposal of 15 minute city is a way for creating a new climate lockdown. Mm-hmm. In fact, this is not my theory. It is enough to read my books or to visit the different cities that have implemented this model. Yeah. We have developed a humanistic model for living in the better conditions mm-hmm. based on this happy proximity. Mm-hmm.
Carlos Moreno is the author of the new book, The 15-Minute City, A Solution to Saving Our Time and Our Planet. Carlos Moreno, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for the kind invitation. Great pleasure.